Well, the Senate Appropriations Committee last week agreed to add a provision to make cottonseed eligible for oilseed price loss coverage, or PLC payments, that came in from the 2014 Farm Bill. The House Ag Appropriations Bill also has similar language. In a letter to President Trump, the Cotton Council says that America's cotton farmer families are struggling to compete on a lopsided global playing field, heavily weighed to the competition from China and India that benefit from sharply rising government subsidies. They said American cotton farmers have had to endure sharply increasing foreign subsidies, tariffs, and non-tariff trade barriers, along with multiple years of weather-related crop losses, all under a weakened and uncertain U.S. safety net, which was not included in the last Farm Bill. In recent years, these factors have resulted in the U.S. experiencing a 30-year low in cotton planted acres, global cotton prices approaching $2 per pound before plummeting as low as 57 cents last year. The record production costs are outpacing market returns for the past 3 years. They're trying their best to get this added into the Farm Bill. The cotton farmers said the lack of having cotton for rotation is also affecting their yields, that the average yield on peanuts is down 14%. In the Southeast, it's down 11%. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.